Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. Here's Peter Royce.
Almost 2 weeks ago, over 60 people gathered outside the Toronto headquarters of SNC-Lavalin. They were aged from 3 weeks to their mid-70s. They joined in a Martin Luther King Day nonviolent action against SNC-Lavalin's complicity in the US war on Iraq. Kirsten Romaine is with the Toronto Homes Not Bombs Coalition, and she's joined me on the phone this morning to talk about what happened at the demonstration. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning, Peter.
So maybe you could actually start about describing your action against the SNC-Lavalin.
Well, we went to resist the roots of war in Toronto, and we always do a civil disobedience action on Martin Luther King Day. And so we went to SNC-Lavalin in Toronto, and we staged a protest because they make bullets that go to Iraq, that go to kill people in Iraq. So we were protesting that in keeping with the message of Martin Luther King that nonviolence is the way.
So what were the demands of the protest?
Well, we had sent a letter a week earlier to the CEO of SNC-Lavalin, saying that we wanted to talk with her and to talk about transforming SNC-Lavalin into a place that makes peace instruments instead of bullets.
Maybe you could tell me, so what is their role in bullet making, and you know, what's their role in the complicity with the war?
Well, their company. If not that actual firm there in Toronto, we were there at the headquarters, they are the parent company of a subsidiary that produces bullets that go to Iraq. So we wanted to inform the employees of SNC-Lavalin that this is what their business is about, in case they didn't know, and to call them to divest their stock in SNC-Lavalin and to make something besides bullets.
Now, in addition to your protest, you also did some street theater. Can you describe that for us?
Yes, we did. We went in and, let's see, yeah, there were about 60 of us. And we had one of us dressed as a soldier with a toy, of course, toy machine gun, and he gunned us down. And we fell on the ground, and someone came around and chalked our outlines just to signify all the deaths that have gone on and are going on. And then after that, we had what we call a human transformation machine. And so people joined hands in couples and made kind of a tunnel-like thing. And people went through it. First, the soldier went through this kind of tunnel-like machine, and then others went through behind him. And they would go through with a gun or a string of bullets on their shoulders. And then when they came out the other end, they would bring out transformed items, such as peace signs, bicycles, balloons, and flowers, and we would all cheer wildly for them from transforming from war to peace.
That sounds like quite a lot of fun. What sort of reaction did you get?
Well, it's hard to tell when you're there at a business location where people are all within this beautiful glass building. But we could see that there were people looking out the windows, but we didn't get any reaction from them. And the police didn't move at all on us. They had told us not to trespass on the property, but we did anyway, and they didn't make a move to do anything. So we handed out a lot of flyers, and A lot of people took them, and we also put flyers telling about what we were there for on the windshields of cars in the parking lot.
So I understand there was also an attempt to get inside the SNC building. Can you tell me more about that?
Oh, yes. Well, we went to the front entrance, and there were about 15 police, and they automatically, of course, told us that we were not allowed to go in, which was what we had anticipated, they might say. And they also said that SNC-Lavalin was not interested in talking with us. And we protested, saying, we have come in peace, we are nonviolent, we want to talk about the transformation of this from a place that makes war to a place that makes implements for peace. And so we tried to get in, and they would not let us get in. And we didn't force our way because we're nonviolent. And some people called out things like, are you hiding? We have no bullets. Let's talk about transformation. And there was no response at all. And the police kept saying to us, you cannot come in. Nobody is interested in hearing what you have to say. So we talked to the police. We figured this is they're on the front line. And it was remarkable that throughout the demonstration, the police stayed looking human. Sometimes police tend to look like they're withdrawing into this solid kind of cold shell. And I think because we engaged them just in a very human way, they stayed looking very human with us. So we just kept talking to them and calling out periodically, someone come out and talk with us. This is important. We do not want to see Canada engaged in war making.
Do you get the sense that people inside the building got a chance to see you?
Well, yeah, surely they did, because it's a glass building. It's a beautiful building. And so you could see people up in their offices looking out, but we couldn't see more than that. So we just hope that the message gets through by people looking out, and by the police talking among themselves and perhaps spreading the word, and the flyers that we handed to people who came out for lunch, and the flyers that we would pin on the evergreens there, and the bush bucks the bush dollars that we made, that we also stuck on branches with red coloring, stage blood, to show that significance. And so it's hard to say what impact it had, but we gave out whatever information we could, and we were not repelled at all by people who came out and took our flyers.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the action was held on Martin Luther King Day. What's the reason behind choosing that day?
Well, we always do something on Martin Luther King Day because he's one of our and humanity's heroes. And he lived nonviolence to the max. And Homes Not Bombs just believes that this is the way to keep drawing attention to the importance of nonviolence and showing our resistance to war nonviolently.
So now that's a pretty good connection between those two. Did the media respond at all to that connection?
And not much. There was not much in the way of media attention or attendance. No, not very much. Although in the little one of the little freebie papers here, 24 Hours, there was a tiny little picture of the soldier gunning down people. So it got some publicity.
Did the media comment at all on Martin Luther King Day in its own right, or did they just avoid the whole issue?
Well, the Toronto police staged an event where they went to schools and touted the philosophy of Martin Luther King and talked about peace and love. And the media covered that, so there was a lot of coverage of that, but nothing on the in the papers itself, or very little in the papers.
Now, it sounds like it was a really interesting day of action there. What was the sense from the people there? Are you going to be back again?
Absolutely, Peter. We are we will be coming back. We told them we will be coming back, and we will be coming back during the March Days of Resistance to commemorate the Iraq War. During March. So we'll be back, and when we decided that we would not try to push our way into SNC-Lavalin, we told them that we'd be back and that we wished them well on Martin Luther King Day, and we shook hands with them, and the police looked really shocked but looked pleased. And so we feel if we made rapport with the police and if no one else, that it was a good action.
Well, thanks very much for talking about with me again this morning.
You're welcome, Peter.
I've been speaking to Kirsten Romaine. Kirsten is with the Toronto Homes Not Bombs Coalition. And to find out more about their actions against SNC-Lavalin, you can visit their website, and that is homesnotbombs, or one word, .ca.
You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.